Hi, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. You have to bear with me because I am getting over this sinus infection,
We're always bearing with you.
So I'm dealing with the whole phlegmot situation in the throat here.
Ooh, too much info.
But anyway, I'll do the best I can. I know I sound like Froggy, but I'm doing the best I can here. So I understand you went to see Ghost Rider this past weekend, Brian.
Absolutely. Awesome movie.
And it was, oh, really good?
Loved it.
All right, so maybe I'll have to check it out when I'm sitting around at some point this weekend.
No, you won't.
Well, I want to see that Music and Lyrics. I know that's one of those cutesy films, but that's probably a way to rent, huh?
I want to go see Norbit.
It doesn't do it for me either. Well, but I think I might go. Now hearing you say how good Ghost Rider is, I think I might go check that out.
Well, like I said, I mean, I grew up with the comic books, so.
Yeah, see, you're at an advantage over me. I don't. Never got into comic books.
It's going to be a big summer blockbuster this year. Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four 2.
Oh, wow.
Going to be millions and millions of dollars.
Merchandising millions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every kid will have it on their lunchbox, their t-shirts, their socks, their pajamas, their sheets.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the one year, like, when Superman, not Superman, Spider-Man.
One or two?
Two. Okay. The second one came out. So now my nephews, by the way, happy birthday, Matthew and Craig. Their birthday is tomorrow, March 1st. But so now they're going to be eight. But so with the Spider-Man 2 came out, and you know, by that Christmas they were still totally into Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
So I thought, you know, what the hell? What should I get them? So the one thing I got them was a set of Spider-Man sheets. They each have their own twin bed at this point. I got them their own and a Spider-Man pillow to put on the bed. And I thought, you know,
what about Spider-Man underoos?
No, but you know, I was second guessing it. Get this, because I'm standing there in the store thinking, well, you know, if I were a kid, would I want to be like sheets and a pillow? Gee, thanks, Aunt Laura. You know. But then I thought, well, they are into Spider-Man. I'll get them this. Then, of course, you always back it up with a gift card to Toys R Us.
Always,
you know,
always,
you know, like that. Just in case. But do you know, each boy, like when they opened that, they were screaming, jumping up and down. They ran up to their beds, and my sister-in-law had to go up after them because they were opening the sheet package. We want them on now. We want them on now. And she's like, no, she's in the middle of trying to do Christmas dinner. She's like, I can't be dealing with changing your sheets now. And but they were that excited, so I was pretty thrilled. But
yeah, I'm the good aunt.
Well, one year I got them each jean jackets, and I had them sent up to this artist in Canada, and because I had to do this covertly, and it was tough trying to get out of my brother, what are your two top favorite Bruce Springsteen albums, without him going, why, what are you doing, you know? So I'm like, no, just tell me, you know, I'm curious, you know, because you're a big Bruce fan. He's like, well, I like, I can't even name them now, but in any event, so I took his two top ones, and this artist did a great job painting each album on the back of each jean jacket. So I gave one for Matthew, one for Craig. Craig is totally into music, so he opens it up, sees it's a jean jacket, and he's kind of like, oh, that's cool, jean jacket. And then I'm like, turn it around, and he sees that it's painted, and he's like, awesome, and he puts it on. Matthew, I'm like, look at yours, Matthew. He's like, oh, that's nice, you know. Craig ends up wearing it through dinner, to bed, to school, you know. I mean, he would not take, he was totally rocking about this jean jacket. Matthew's like, yeah, that's cool, yeah, yeah. So this year, I'm like, I give up, you know, just send him a gift card, I can't, you know. But anyway, so, well, I'll have to go check that movie out then.
Oh, definitely. You'll enjoy it. Well, I don't know if you'll enjoy it, but...
Well, I mean...
The kids will enjoy it.
Oh, I should take the kids, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
There's nothing really bad in it.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe I'll take that. It'll be something to do, because they're coming... Yeah, next time I have them, I'll take them then. Because I still have two freebie tickets.
There you go.
Yeah, I might as well use them up. So anyway, let's talk about our meeting announcements. We have, let's see, March 20th in Hackettstown. That's the meeting that I run. It's the Northwest Division of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. That takes place in the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room in Hackettstown. I should point out that all the meetings that I'm telling you about here do start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. They are all free and open to the public to attend. You don't need to be a member to come to a meeting. And in fact, you can become a member at the meeting if you so decide, but not mandatory. The next meeting up at bat is March 29th. That's the Northeast Division, headed up by our team leader, Laura Lindemann. She has her meetings in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And after that, even before all this, you're going to have March 7th. You know, look at me. I'm like getting dyslexic now. Anyway, March 7th. March 7th, you're going to have the Central Jersey Division headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish. And that takes place in the Hazlitt Library, 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Oh, and as a reminder of movies opening up. Let's see. Well, no, actually, yeah, the premiere of The Haunting of Danbury House is set for Sunday, March 11th at 2 p.m. That's in the Bloomfield College Van Fossen Theater, which is located on the corner of Fremont and Franklin Streets in Bloomfield. Again, it's The Haunting of Danbury House. This is a film done by Carl Petri and John Arricchio, and it's at 2 o'clock. It's free admission, so you can catch a movie for free. Who would have thunk it in this day and age? So that's Sunday, March 11th. In fact, I saw an email from Rosemary Ellen Guiley. She wrote to me and she said, oh, you're in my blog. And I checked it out. And she mentions how I play the coroner in this movie and that she's got a cameo in the movie. And she was saying that they also just did, like, I think it was last weekend or something, they did somewhat of a pre-premiere of the movie. Okay, I don't know what you call it, but they had like a private showing and so many people were invited, and thanks, Carl.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
I was obviously left off the list. Okay. But anyway.
You're just an IP. You're not a VIP.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a P. Just peon. No. But anyways, so Rosemary was telling me in her email that the feedback from just that event was phenomenal, that people were raving about the movie. And I mean, I told you months ago when I saw it in John's house in his little home theater, and it was the very rough cut. I mean, they were telling me, look, these are parts that we don't have the filler right. It doesn't transition correctly, but you get the idea. And even with a rough cut like that, I mean, when the lights came up, I was impressed. I thought, this is rough, and it's this good. I can't wait to see the finished product. So anyway, so it turns out you're off the hook. You don't have to go with me to the premiere because I have my kitties that weekend. So I asked them I gave them the option. I wasn't, you know, pushing it down their throat. I said, do you want to go or do you want to just hang out in the apartment and wait till I get back? And they're like, oh, no, we'll go. And then I said to my older son, I said, look, I don't know if there's any nudie shots. And if there are, we cover Trent's eyes immediately. He's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, by the time he realizes done, his eyes bug out. Oh, yeah, I got to cover his eyes.
Yeah, I think I'll be a little quicker on the draw on that one. Like, whoa! And my hand will go over like, Trent, you don't need to look at that. Look at me! You know?
I wouldn't say that either.
Oh, okay. But so we're looking forward to that. So the kids and I are going to go, and then afterwards we'll get something to eat, and then I can drop them off, whatever. So
kick them out.
No. But so as far as movies in the mainstream go, we have this week is opening the movie Zodiac, which is starring Jake. I don't know how he's. Some people say Gyllenhaal, like a Gyllenhaal, and some people say Gyllenhaal. So I'm not sure, Jake, how you prefer your surname.
Jake-y.
But Jake is cool. We'll just stick with Jake. So Jake's in this flick.
Jake,
dude. Let's see. And here's the description. As a serial killer terrifies the San Francisco Bay Area and taunts police with his ciphers and letters, investigators in four jurisdictions search for the murderer. The case will become an obsession for four men as their lives and careers are built and destroyed by the endless trail of clues. Now, this is based on a true story. The Zodiac Killer really did take place. In fact, they've never caught him to this day, right?
Nope, I'm still on the loose. I mean, he's still on the loose.
Whoops. But yeah, I think that's the deal. They never track the guy down.
No, and now there's a whole bunch of like shows about oh, now we have this new evidence and blah 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 blah. Who cares?
Well, it's kind of, it's creepy scary. You know, I know what we do as ghost hunters, people perceive, and even though we've been on investigations, and you can get scared. That's the fun part of it, because you're like, whoa, what was that? And it startles you, it scares you, it's fun.
I'm still
this is the creepy scary. You know, where you're talking like a real human being who's taking other human lives, who's out there, you know.
Did I know he was human?
Well, one thinks, I don't know.
Aha!
I just assumed, I'm sorry. But anyway, you know, to me that's the creepy, like when Son of Sam was on the loose back in the 70s. And that was a real threat. I mean, I can remember I would be up and across the street at my best friend's house, and her mother, I was so petrified, her mother would walk me home across the street and down the street to my grandmother's house, because I was too afraid, and she was afraid. Even her mother said, no, I walk you home. You know, she was Italian. She's like, my son of Sam, I walk you home, because that's, they were, all these rumors were flying. They found his car in the Madison train station,
oh my God.
So all the parents were like, you know, don't talk to strangers, don't do this, don't do that, and so, but it was scary, you know, because I would say to my grandmother, but whose son is Sam? What is all this? And my grandmother didn't even want to get me scared. She would just say, look, just, you know, as soon as it's getting dark, you come home. Don't stay outside. Don't do this. Don't. I'm like, wow, what is this? You know.
I was too young.
Well, it was creepy scary, trust me. So we'll have to check out the Zodiac movie with Jake G. Now, what's already open is the number 23, starring Jim Carrey. And, you know, they have a very long description of this, and I read it today, and I was like, wow, you have to read this, because it really makes it, we're like, ooh, maybe I should go see this movie. It says, thank you, Jim. Spiraling into a dark obsession with the number 23, Walter Sparrow twists his once idyllic life into an inferno of psychological torture that could possibly lead to his death, as well as the deaths of his loved ones, spurred on by a mysterious novel, the number 23, that he doesn't dare put down. Walter is forced to unlock the secrets of his past before he can continue his future with his wife, Agatha, and teenage son, Robin. The novel, given to Walter by Agatha as a birthday gift, depicts a chilling murder mystery that seems to mirror Walter's life in dark and uncontrollable ways. The life of the book's main character, a brooding detective named Fingerling, is filled with moments that echo Walter's own history. As the world of the book starts to come alive, Walter becomes infected by the most frightening and evocative part of it, Fingerling's obsession with the hidden power of the number 23. This obsession permeates the book and begins to control Walter. He sees the number everywhere in his own life and becomes convinced that he is damned to commit the same horrific crime as Fingerling, murder. Nightmarish fantasies come to haunt Walter, ones that portend terrible fates for his wife as well as his family friend, Isaac French, placing him on a desperate quest to understand the mysteries of the book. If he can unlock the power behind the number 23, he may be able to change his future. That is, whoever wrote this did a great job. I mean, they just told you the whole freaking movie, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Jim Carrey, that's wrong.
What? You know,
he's typecast.
No,
he's typecast.
He's not. He is a true actor. Let me tell you, I have seen him do different roles, and he can do it. He's not just, you know, one of those leftover comedic, you know.
I don't know. I see him there, and I'm just expecting to see the
I don't think he has the expansiveness and variety that Johnny Depp has. However, I do believe Jim is very talented, and
that
should
is
he...
elusive, intelligent, well thought out of
Jim. Stop. However, I do think Jim has the capacity... You know, I think you'll see it. If you go see this number 23, you will see that this guy doesn't just have to do something fun.
Video.
Yeah, okay, so Wait to Rent, fine. But I'm telling you, the guy can do it. He can do it. And plus, he's a Capricorn. You know how focused those people are. They're like, focused. There's no gray. Everything is
psycho.
Black and white. No, they're just very, like, I mean, I'm sure, and he must be like this. He must just, like, if you put the role in front of him, you say, Jim, I need you to be this. That's it. His Capricorn blinders come up. All he sees is that, and that's what he is. So I'm sure he, yeah. You know? There's a lot to be said for astrology, trust me. That's why Johnny Depp has that variety, because he's a Gemini.
Loser.
No, he's not. So anyway, there's your movie review for the week. I think, I don't know, I don't think I could see the number three in the theater, because I'm not really good at seeing scary things alone and in a
seeing
theater.
What?
Well, it would be kind of scary.
Going to see what in the theater?
A movie.
Which one?
The number 23.
You said the number three before.
No, the number 23.
You said three.
No, 23.
Three.
Oh, did I tell you? We had a guy...
Listen?
Yeah, besides that. actually, I had a guy last night follow me around in Walmart, and, you know, he wanted to, like, go for coffee afterwards, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't. I have to go home and write two shows. Oh, what shows? Well, I'm like, I told him, I said, if I told you, you just run for the hills. He's like, well, no, tell me. He goes, I can see myself running to you, not running away from you. I'm like, oh, God. So I said, well, it's a podcast. It's the deadline. It's because I run the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. He's like, Ghost Hunters? I'm like, yeah, I told you you'd run. He's like, no, I think that's interesting. I'm like, oh, God. So anyway, but long story short, what point was I making? Just kill me now. So anyway, you know, where was I? I got digressed on stinking Walmart.
What a shocker there.
I know. You know, it's been a long day. So I'm going to shut up now. We're going to go to a commercial break. Hey, we have a new contest. Now's your chance to win admission to the Ghost World Conference. You can attend the Ghost World Conference in July at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All you have to do is record yourself telling or reading your favorite ghost story or experience. This can be from a published work or from one of your own investigations. Now, you can be as dramatic and creative as you want. In fact, the more the better. We're not looking for the humdrum read here, people. Come on, it's a podcast after all. We need the story to come alive for the listeners. You're not allowed to make up a ghost story or experience. Again, you can tell one that you sincerely experienced or one that is published in a book or article somewhere that you claim is your favorite of all time. Don't worry if we receive the same story from more than one person. Again, your creative and dramatic approach to the telling of the story is what will win you the votes. That's right, votes. In keeping with the American Idol approach, we will let our listeners decide on whose story and its telling is the best, and therefore who deserves to go to Ghost World Conference. Submit your recording no later than May 15, 2072, the deadline, at njghs.net. If the file is too big to email, then burn it off to a CD and snail mail it to The Deadline, P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Brian and I will review these recordings and play them on the show as well. We will narrow it down to the top five and place those recordings on the deadline page of the NJGHS website for voting. The voting will be from June 1st to 15th and the winner announced on the June 22nd podcast. In addition to admission to the Ghost World Conference, the winner will receive an NJGHS gift basket, including a bumper sticker, t-shirt, baseball hat, and an autographed copy of The Ghosts of Gettysburg by Mark Nesbitt. Winner is responsible for all costs. This is including travel, lodging, meals, expenses incurred while at the conference. Basically, we get you there, people. That's it. Okay. A room will be held at the Ghost World Conference rate of $119 at the Wyndham Gateway Gettysburg, but the winner is responsible for payment of this cost. Even if you have already registered for the conference, you may enter this contest. If you win, your registration fee will be refunded to you by the NJGHS, and you will get the basket of goodies as specified prior. So get to it. Record your MP3 or WAV file and email it or snail mail it to the deadline. All these details will be on the NJGHS.net website. Good luck. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society?
For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I'm Philip Keeler from the Strange But True radio podcast, the aim to bring you the latest paranormal or just plain weird news from around the world. We've spoken to some of the biggest names in the business. How about TV's medium, Colin Fry?
I've been a working medium now for so many years. I mean, 27 years now. And I do actually say on my big national tour, you know, when I introduce the show, I'm not out to convert anybody. I'm not out to change anybody's opinions or views.
Alongside the big interviews, our reporters Stephen and Joe Farmer go ghost investigating.
At the moment, we're sitting upstairs at Red Lion at Avebury in the Keller Room. Obviously, what we hope to get this evening is evidence of any supernatural goings on within the pub.
Me and Steve have been doing investigating for about 3 years now. We do it in our part time, so anybody could become a paranormal investigator. You've just got to not be scared of dark places.
Download the Strange But True radio podcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashares, and shock of all shocks, we don't have any. But I do have an investigation coming up to tell you all about. Yes.
Another one
on Friday, March 16th at 7 o'clock in Milltown, New Jersey. For those of you who have been writing to me saying, there's four different Milltowns, which one is it? It's 08850, okay? So wherever that is. It's a 732 area code. So
probably around Edison, I think.
Who knows? I never even heard of it, and yet people started writing back which Milltown. I'm like, I never even heard of it to begin with, let alone knowing there was four of them. But we already have the team pretty much put together. I'm waiting to hear back from one other individual because they want to know which Milltown, you know. But and we have a team leader in place, which is good. Actually, you know him, John Keegan. He was one of the first of the four people to become certified paranormal investigators.
Very good.
So I thought that's perfect. If he's a CPI, I feel comfortable with him being the team leader because I can't be there that night. I had long since had this plan with my friend from work that we're going to the Fest for Beatle fans that Friday night. So already bought the tickets. Sorry, people.
Boy, vey.
But I didn't want to let this woman sit there. You know, the homeowner who needs this investigation, she said, that would be the best night for me. She goes, I usually have to work Saturday night, so it's very difficult, and I work every other weekend. And I'm like, all right, well, if the 16th works for you, we'll just, you know, out of 437 members, I'm sure we'll find somebody to put together a team with here, you know. Anyway, she told me, and actually, the way we landed this case, I was down in Clark on the 26th. Remember, I had to do
right.
that presentation.
Right.
113 people.
Nice.
Yeah, I was very shocked. A huge, huge room and packed to the gills of these people waiting there for me to do the stick.
Pretty soon, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, sure. Have your people call my people. And yeah, right. Anyway, so after I was done with the presentation, this woman came up to me with her two daughters. The one daughter looks like she's maybe about 13, 14, and then the other daughter looks like older, you know? I don't know. But the older daughter had a picture to show me on her cell phone taken of this woman's dog, and she goes, what is that white stuff there? And I'm like, that's the ectoplasmic mist or vapor. They have it right on the... And she goes, because the dog was always acting like it's talking or staring or looking at something. And then she said, for the hell of it, I took this picture with the camera phone. And then
right.
the dog is looking right at it. It's amazing. And the mother said, you know, how she and her younger daughter have seen this lady in a white dress in the hallway and then turn the corner. The daughter says the younger daughter sees a little boy and the mother hears. Now, she told me this that night. She goes, I'll be laying in bed. And she goes, and I'll hear like a little boy's voice going, Mom, Mom. And she goes, and she'll sit up. And she goes, I only have daughters, you know, but I know it's a little boy's voice and can't see him. And then she said she'll, you know, the mother said she constantly sees things like out of the corner of her eye fly by. And, you know, so, and they got that picture. So, anyway, we do have, like I said, almost the whole team is put together. So it'll be good. you know, they'll have to head down there. I told her to prepare her chronology of events and that the team leader would interview her and then they'd take them on a walkthrough and, you know. Right. And she's like, well, how much is this going to cost? I'm like, nothing. We want to do the research.
$10 million.
Oh, God. No, it's free. Yeah, I heard there's some group out in California charging like $5,000 for an investigation.
There's probably a bunch of groups out there that do it. They just don't want to be known.
First of all, who would pay someone $5,000 to come in?
When think about it. If you're scared enough, you'll pay anything.
Yeah, but there's so many of us out here that are vying for that kind of opportunity to research.
But like we mentioned before, sometimes you don't know people, or you know someone who knows these people who get in contact with you. So you're like, well, you know, if they can fix my problem, yeah, I'll pay it.
I guess. This TAPS doesn't charge, right?
No.
Now, if an organization that size and notoriety gets by without charging, I don't see where these other little fly-by-nights have the nerve.
They get paid other ways, but...
I mean, now they are, but let's face it, they started out like the rest of us are still at, the level of, you know...
Well, I believe when they started, they collected monthly dues from their members.
Okay. Monthly?
I believe it was monthly.
Wow. Well, that explains the nice website. Jeez, I get $20 a lifetime, and then by the time you go to Staples and buy all the certificate paper, postage, and everything, postage is the killer. You know?
Imagine.
It's like I spend a lot. And in fact, I had to do my taxes, and I had $400 in honorariums last year for presentations. I spent $1,593 between miles, tolls, gas. You know, all the supplies, everything. I mean, it's like $1,600 I blew through in a year.
Yep.
And that's, you know, if someone came to you and said, give me $1,600, you'd be like, no way. That's an amount, you know. It's not a staggering amount, but it's an amount that you can't just grab your checkbook and go.
Right.
But, and yet you don't feel it. Over the course of the year, you keep thinking, oh, this isn't so bad. The club's doing great.
$10
Yeah.
Here.
Every time you go to the post office, $7, $12, you know, depending on how many books of stamps. Because if I'm buying, if I'm buying a book of stamps, and then I have to pay 63 cents for those special stamps. For each one of those stamps are 63 cents to send a membership out.
Right.
You know, because you guys are getting them first class. I'm not cheap. I don't send them book rate, you know. I send them first class. But, you know. Yeah, it adds up. It's not a cheap endeavor. But anyway. So anyway, that investigation is set for Friday, March 16th, 7 o'clock. So, like I said, if you're interested and you are a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and you've had at least one or two cemetery hunts under your belt, then you can email me, laurah@njghs.net, and let me know that you'd like to be part of that team. Because I'd like to have a few people on reserve, just in case at the 11th hour somebody's sick or their kids are sick. Then we have, you know, the string B to send in, so
yeah,
at least
please,
we keep the group.
Please, I don't want to get a call at 4 p.m. on Saturday.
No, it's Friday.
Friday, saying, Brian, if all these people canceled, can you make it?
I mean, no, if everything was falling apart like that, I would just totally reschedule.
Yeah,
thing, but
after you called me.
No. I think if you have a few people on standby to fill in, then, you know, I don't want a whole entourage showing up. A lot of people want to say, oh, I want to be on it, but I don't want to send 12 people in to a house.
Oh, no.
At the most, 7, and even that can get a little elbow-to-elbow room crowded.
How
you
big
know?
Is the house, though?
I don't even know. Didn't ask.
7 might even be too crowded.
Right. I prefer a team of 5. 1 team leader and 4 team members. I think that's perfect. But if something happens where there's like one other person who says, oh, please, can I bring my other friend? She's a member too. You know, all right. We don't want to break up a match set, like whatever. But yeah, so let me know. I have a joke here, which I thought was very cute. My son emailed me this joke and he asked, would you please read this on the show? And I said, all right, I read it, and it's pretty cute.
Wow, I'm the producer. I didn't even get to look at this ahead of time to approve
because
it.
Because I kept trying, I highlighted the text, right-clicked, hit copy, went into Microsoft Word. Every time I hit paste, I got an eternal hourglass, and the whole Microsoft Word would just lock up, and I would do Control-Alt-Delete, Task Manager, sure enough, not responding. After 7 tries of not responding, send error report, do not send error report, and I was so pissed off, I'm like, I'm just going to print it out from friggin' Yahoo, and Brian will just have to deal with the fact that he didn't get to see this beforehand, so that's why.
Just so you all know, I did not approve this. I'm not aware of this. This stinks. This is Laura's fault.
Oh, don't say it'll stink. My son sent this to me.
I said if it stinks.
Okay. All right, here we go. A 45-year-old woman had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital. Stop. Come on. I'll give you the cue sign, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she's taken to the hospital. While on the operating table, she had a near-death experience. In this state, she saw God, and she asked, "Is my time up?" God said, "No, you have another 43 years, 2 months, 8 days to live." Huh? Upon recovery, the woman decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, breast implants, and a tummy tuck. She even had someone come in and change her hair color and brighten her teeth. Since she had so much more time to live, she figured she might as well make the most of it. After her last operation, she was released from the hospital. While crossing the street on her way home, she was killed instantly by an ambulance. Arriving in front of God, she demanded, "I thought you said I had another 43 years, 2 months, and 8 days. Why didn't you pull me out from the path of that ambulance?" God replied, "I didn't recognize you." That's the part where you laugh. See, Vincent got it. Yeah, so isn't that cute? I thought that was cute.
Well, you're biased.
Well, yeah. Okay. Now, I just wanted to touch briefly on the investigation that we did February 17th into the 18th in Cape May.
Yes.
Okay, I have still got some more data of my own to review. I know, Brian, you gave me some of your pictures. Well, you sent me an email, but of course that went off into the abyss somewhere. I apologize. You'll have to send that again. But you did give me your disc now, the video footage. But you have, now Ron Armstrong. Hi, Ron. He was our other investigator that night. And he sent me a really nice write-up of his report. Look at the work this guy does.
Oh,
is that amazing? Yeah, and very thorough. You know, I was really impressed. You could tell he's a CPI by the NJGHS.
I am such a good trainer.
You are. You truly are. So he, excuse me, wrote up his report, sent it over. And anyway, he captured what I think may be the sound of the ghost cat that they claim to have in this house.
Possibly.
It sounds like a meow. So if you want to play it, Brian?
Surely. This is his original.
Aw, you hear that meow.
And let me turn up a little more, see if we can hear it a little bit better. That was his original.
Okay.
Now, I did take the section where the supposed meow is and increase the sound a bit on it. And this is what it kind of sounds like. Now, I notice there's a lot of clicking that's going on. So I'm almost kind of thinking it might be something mechanical.
That clicking is us walking around and stuff, I think. Because he had a digital recorder. It doesn't make any clicks.
It doesn't make any clicks, but it could make some possible sounds. And like I said, there wasn't any other clicks around there like before it, just when that was happening. And that meow could be almost like a whine of something.
Hmm. Yeah, but usually in digital, you don't have all that.
But maybe you were up there, would you have your camcorder?
Well, I was using my camcorder.
Maybe that made it like a whine sound. And it picked up
my camcorder does not whine.
Oh, just you.
Exactly.
Maybe you whine.
No, and I wasn't whining. If I was very quiet because I knew Ron was collecting EVPs and I was running my digital camera, and at one point I went past the bedroom after tripping over your tripod.
Which I caught.
Yeah, I know. After tripping over Brian's tripod, I made it to that other bedroom that you had to go down a few steps in that she had cut the doorway into that it didn't originally exist. And I went.
That was upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs.
My tripod was on the second floor.
Oh, okay. Well, I still knocked into it, and I found my way up to this other room. Went in there, and I was sitting in there for a while on the little sofa and just videoing and trying to be quiet to see if I could capture. Because Ron was down the other end of the hallway in that bedroom where the toddler, the windows
yes.
and everything, and the kid got locked in the room. So, you know.
Like I said, with going back and listening, I don't know. I'm kind of almost thinking that's more something that can't.
Well, play it again so our listeners can take a shot at this. Do you have the longer one, or?
This is the original.
I hear it. That's a kitty. Oh, well. Well, I think that was pretty cool, Ron. You know, people out there listening, if you have an idea of what that could be, and you want to email us and let us know, that would be great. But I think it sounds like the kitty cat. So, oh, guess what? The contest may actually have its very first entrance.
Probably the winner.
So I got an email from Dina Chirico, and she said she took a stab at making her own MP3, but it was too huge to email, so she's going to burn it off to a CD and send it to the P.O. box. So we'll actually, hopefully by the next two shows from now, we should have
Our one and only entry.
And you know what? And they've increased it. Get this. I get to give away two prizes. Two people can go to Ghost World Conference. So, you know, I can't stress that enough, people. Take advantage of the contest there.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit, it will be close to 3,000 square feet of space, where the paranormal community will come together toward excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zaffis, Mark Skuerman, Mark Moran, Jeff Belanger, Charles Ames III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-hosts will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops, take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train, or tune into the dead with Jane Doherty, psychic medium. All details are at the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site www.ghostworldconference.com with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC with sponsorship by X Zone Radio.
Okay, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week you were asked, what is the name of this house that the baby was surrendered to for Jane Addams' care? Remember, this was the baby who was disfigured with cloven hooves, and it looked like a tail and horns sticking out of its head, as the story goes. Anyway, excuse me, the correct answer was Hull House, H-U-L-L, Hull House. And Kayla Sweeley, got the answer right and won a t-shirt.
Wow, someone answered.
Yes, she did. Okay, so this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of historically challenging. Okay?
Sounds like you.
Yeah, I'm historically challenged. That's, you know, sorry. Anyway, here you go. Queen Anne Boleyn, the second wife of Henry VIII, is said to haunt the Tower of London. One guard saw her walking headless near the Salt Tower, and he fainted from the shock. Why was she decapitated? What was the charge? Okay, so you're thinking way back to Henry VIII time in London, England. His second wife, Queen Anne Boleyn, was, you know, basically sentenced to death and had her head chopped off. But what was the charge? What reason did they give for her to be? And you know, I was reading, her uncle was actually on the tribunal, or whatever you would call it, you know, he was one of those people of rank. He didn't lift a finger to help her. He just let her go right off to the chopping block. Her own flesh and blood, her uncle, just let her go down in flames like that. Isn't that awful? Really sick, twisted time. Anyway, so what was the charge that made it where she got her head chopped off? If you are the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, you will win the beautiful black cotton Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt.
Doesn't fit me.
I know, but it's still cute nonetheless. So anyway, I was speaking with Jeff and Vince tonight before the show, and great news on Ghost World Conference. Oh, get this. If you didn't book a room at the Wyndham, you are SOL. I mean, the Wyndham, you're SOL. We filled our block. We are sold out of our rooms.
Don't you mean SOR?
What's that?
Sold out of rooms.
Yeah, I mean, as far as our block goes, right. We had a... I mean, there's still probably rooms definitely available in the Wyndham, but not at the Ghost Conference rate
anymore. How many rooms were in the block?
A total of 140. 70 for Friday and 70 for Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a guarantee 140 room nights, and we are booked.
Nice.
Yep. So anyway, but like I said, there's still rooms at the hotel, but as far as the $119 a night rate goes, bye-bye. And I think the regular rate's like $160 or $170 a night, so that's, you know.
But if I look at their website once in a while, and it's just a little more than what this rate is. If you prepay, they give you a better rate than their regulars.
Oh, okay.
If you prepay and there's no refund, no nothing,
mm-hmm.
you get a cheaper rate than you just...
Is that going through hotels.com? Because I know hotels.com makes you prepay.
No, it's actually right
through Wyndham. Wyndham. Okay. And if you're a member of Wyndham by request, like I am...
Me too.
Yeah, you want to do that, because not only can you get points that you can convert to like your favorite frequent mileage partner, but you also get to check off what your favorite snack and stuff is. And when you arrive on your first day in the room, they have it right there on the desk waiting for you. So it's a nice touch. But and then also with Wyndham by request, you get the emails every week. They send out a newsletter highlighting some of their hotels and their properties, letting you know what deals are going on, if they're having a bed and breakfast special, a romance package, and you can see this, and you're like, wow, I'm going to be out that way anyway, and you get a much better rate if you go through that. So, anyway, not as good as the Ghost Conference rate, but a good rate, you know. So anyway, and yeah, the buddy rate is $85 for members of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. So if you haven't registered yet, I suggest you do so for the Ghost World Conference. And just to be clear, if you have to register as an attendee for the conference in order to register for the workshops. We've had people write in saying, well, I only want to take Troy Taylor's workshop on Sunday. I don't want to spend $115 to go to your conference. It's like, sorry.
Yep.
People who are spending the money and registering to take the conference are the people who get to take the workshops. We're not going to let somebody come in off the street for $25, take advantage of all. Not only that, but the logistics are such, we can't police that.
Right.
You know, if you come in to the hotel to go all the way through the conference to get to the workshop room, what's to say you don't come out of the workshop and start going through the whole conference? And we're like, whoa, you know, we can't control that. So we just, you have to be a paid attendee, and then you can take the workshops and whatever. And the presenter dinner, I don't think that's up on the website yet, but it'll be up there. It's $50 per person. It's a Tuscany evening Italian dinner with all the presenters, and it includes tax and tip for $50. So, you know, we'll get that up there so people can register for that, and it should be really good. But like I said, the buddy rate of $85, that is only good until April 30th. So we're already looking at March now, people, so this is it, countdown. You know, because I think it's going to be like $150 at the door. You know, and so right now it's 115. I think it goes up again to maybe 125 or something. Then it'll be 150 at the door. So,
wow.
Early bird gets the worm. You know. So anyway, but anyway, stay tuned. I'm like losing it. I can't even talk anymore. The tongue is. I must be getting a migraine because I'm starting to slur and trip over my tongue. So this is it.
Yeah, migraine.
That's true. Oh, I hate this. Anyway. So stay tuned to the website, www.njghs.net, and sign up for our NJGHS Yahoo groups to get the latest and greatest info. And you can also PayPal right from the homepage there, too, if you'd like to be a lifetime member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And even with becoming a member and the buddy rate, you're still saving money over the current rate to go to Ghost World Conference. So, and you know what? If you have a bunch of you, like you and your friends all to get together and you have like 10 or more of you, you can write to me and I'll work it out with Jeff and Vince and we can come up with a group discount rate for you. So I don't think it will be as good as the buddy rate. It may equal that, but you know, if you're non-members of NJGHS and you say, look, there's like 12 of us, can we get a discounted rate? We'll work with you, so make sure you email laurah@njghs.net.
Discounted rate of $140 a person.
Cha-ching. Anyway, so thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the King.
Team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, The Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.